Dragon Bones by Patricia Briggs. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by Joe Manganiello.
Dragon Bones by Patricia Briggs. Chapter 1. Wardwick of Hurog. Hurog means dragon. Breathing heavily from the climb, I sat upon the ancient bronze doors some long-distant ancestor had placed flat into the highest face of the mountain. The doors were huge, each as wide as I was tall and twice that in length. Because the ground was angled, the tops of the doors were higher by several feet than the bottoms. On each door, worn by years of harsh northern weather, a bas-relief bronze dragon kept watch over the valley below. Below me, Hurog Keep, perched on its man-made eyrie. The ancient fortress's dark stone walls rose protectively around the keep, formidable still, though there was little chance of enemy attack now. By the standards of the Five Kingdoms, Hurog was only a small keep, barely able to support itself from the meager harvest the north climate and rocky soils allowed. But from the sea harbor visible in the east to the bald-topped mountain in the west, the land belonged to Hurog. Like most keeps in Chavig, northernmost of the Five Kingdoms of the Talvanish High King, Hurog was greater in land than wealth. It was my legacy, passed father to son, like my blonde hair and large size. In the old tongue, Hurog meant dragon. Impulsively, I rose to my feet and opened my crippled mind so I could feel Hurog's magic gathered around me, pulsing through my veins as I roared out the Hurog battle cry. Hurog! Mine, if my father didn't kill me first.